Welcome to Mammon Audio. Sometimes, the prospect of a bare-bottom spanking can have an unexpected effect on a boy. Our correspondent here has asked to remain anonymous, and he was such a naughty little boy, I'm hardly surprised by the request. He says, "My story begins in elementary school in the northeast of the U.S. My parents weren't much for handing out punishments and spankings were very rare. My third-grade teacher wasn't quite as lenient, however. I was a clown in class, usually laughing and talking back, and would occasionally be asked to leave the classroom for time in the hallway. I wasn't so lucky one day when I talked back once too often and was sent to stand in the coat room. This was scary because the lights were turned off and I knew that this was where punishment was administered if needed. While the others were out for recess, the teacher came in and after lecturing me, she told me I was going to be spanked for being naughty. I asked her to please not do it, adding that I would not be a problem again and that I really had to go to the bathroom since I didn't have a break with the other kids. She must have thought my pleas were just a stalling tactic and proceeded to put me over her knee and begin spanking me. After about the third spank, it was too much and I wet my pants, also getting her skirt wet. Well, this just infuriated her, so she told me she wasn't through with me yet and she would be back to finish after the other children were back in class. I don't know whether I was more or scared or excited at this point, since I had become erect during the first spanking, but I didn't know what to expect. I thought she might return with dry clothes. So I continued to wait in my wet pants. In about 15 minutes, she returned with a basin of warm water, a washcloth and a towel. A sigh of relief came over me as I thought I was in the clear. She lowered my trousers and, much to my surprise, my underpants. Much to our mutual amazement, my excitement came back. I tried to cover my embarrassment but she pulled my hands away and commented that I must be enjoying the. With that, she opened up the towel and out fell a bar of soap and a ruler. The latter was about 18 in long with a thin metal edge on one side. My teacher immediately grabbed the soap, dipped it into the basin, made a good lather and proceeded to wash my mouth out. While I was gasping and already crying from soap in my mouth, nose and eyes, she made me hold onto the hanging bar which was about 3 feet from the floor. She told me she called my mother, got her permission to spank and that my mother would be coming over with dry clothes. Meanwhile, I was going to get the spanking of my life and if I was lucky, I might not get another one when I went home after school. She spanked me very hard about 20 times, making me keep my hands on the bar. I was crying, begging for her to stop and dancing around. I had never experienced anything like this before. My butt was so hot and red, I finally lost my erection. I was warned that from now on, I would be her little model student or else. This was not my last experience at her hands. I think is why I still get aroused at the thought of a woman spanking me, and often look forward to it.